Martyred Indian sister Rani Maria Vatalil, who was slain by an assassin 22 years ago in central India, will be officially proclaimed a blessed at a beatification ceremony at the start of a holy mass in Indore, Madhya Pradesh state on Saturday, November the 4th. The nun belonging to the Franciscan Clarist congregation was 41 when Samandar Singh, hired by some landlords, stabbed her inside a bus on February 25, 1995. She was travelling to Indore, the commercial capital of Madhya Pradesh, on her way to her native state Kerala, southern India. The attacker followed her when she ran out of the crowded bus and continued stabbing her. Her body bore 45 stab wounds. Samandar Singh has repented since then. Beatification is the penultimate stage in a long process in the Catholic Church for a candidate to final sainthood or canonization. The cause of Sister Rani Maria's beatification and canonization began in 2003, and she was declared a servant of God 4 years later. A miracle through her intercession will now be needed to clear her for canonization. To know about the beatification of Sister Rani Maria, we contacted Bishop Chaco Tottumarakil of Indore, where Italian Cardinal Angelo Amato, Prefect of the Vatican Congregation for the Causes of Saints, will preside over the beatification mass on Saturday. Talking to Vatican Radio on his mobile phone, the Divine Word Bishop first explained what the recognition of the martyrdom of Sister Rani Maria means to local Christians and Catholics, as well as to the Indian Church and the nation.
A great blessing for the Church of India and especially for the north of India, because in this part of the world we experience this kind of a blessing for the first time. Although last year we had the canonization of Mother Teresa in Rome, for the Church in North India, I think this is the first time anything like this takes place. And Sister Rani Maria was a person who worked for the poor, the downtrodden, the exploited, and any missionary who wants to work for the poor and the downtrodden and who are experiencing opposition, I think they will find in her life inspiration and assistance through her prayers. So this is a matter of great significance for the Church in North India.
Now, Bishop, could you tell us about the preparations for this great day on Saturday, both in Udainagar, where she was murdered, as well as in Indore, where the actual beatification ceremony is going to take place?
In Indore, we are expecting a big crowd of 10,000 people. In many places, 10,000 may not be a big number, but for us in the north of India, where Christian population is very thin, this is a significant number. And besides the 10,000 faithful, we also have the presence of about 47 bishops and 5 cardinals. And Cardinal Amato himself from the Congregation of Saints will be present. Besides this, there are also many important people from the city who will be participating in this event. And much preparation has gone into in the organization of this. And the venue itself has to be prepared to contain 10,000 people. Our cathedral cannot contain, our cathedral can contain a maximum of 1,000 people. So venue preparation, invitations, transportation, accommodation, food, all these different committees have been working during the last month, and it is nearing its successful completion tomorrow. And the program itself in Indore will start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and by 2 o'clock, we expect it to be completed. And on the day after, that is on Sunday, we have the Thanksgiving Mass at the tomb of Sister Rani Maria in Udainagar, again at 10 o'clock, officiated by our nuncio, John Batista Costoto from Delhi. It will be concelebrated by another 12 bishops, and we expect a crowd of about 2,000 people. So these are important events which is taking place on Saturday and Sunday, and we look forward with a great expectation. And the whole program will be available also on the net, in YouTube. For those who are not able to witness it personally here, they will be also able to see it through YouTube, Atmanasri TV, Prathna Bhavan TV, and similar other outlets.